Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Hey, we're back. This is Coach Dwayne sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders, along with Pastor Joe Larson, Elaine Connolly, Randy Gay, and them back there. They're taking your phone calls. We need to hear from you. So far, you guys are doing a fabulous job. I want to commend you. I want to thank you so much. The number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. And I'll remind all of you, if you're in Northeast Ohio tonight, please drive careful. The roads are treacherous. They're dangerous. Please don't get in a wreck. Take your time. And remember another thing about this radio ministry tonight, folks. You know, if you listen to this radio program, you're going to hear a lot what's going on in the world. But we also offer you hope, victory, salvation. If you're dealing with divorce, if you're dealing with the loss of a job, sickness, suicide, Jesus Christ is the answer. He can heal the broken heart. He can bridge the water. He can do what no one else can do. That's why your support of this radio ministry is a beacon of light in this dark world. But remember, before I turn this over to Elaine to read an article and then back to Joe, listen to me. Suicide is huge. A lot of people are hooked on drugs and you're losing jobs and you don't know which way to turn. Before you think about taking your life, get alone by yourself and say, Lord, I don't know if you're there for real or not. I really don't understand you. But I was told that if I call out to you and I empty my heart, that you would help me. Father, make yourself real. Jesus, make yourself real. And pray to God, get alone, and watch. God will send somebody in your life. He'll send us something on that radio. Get into a good Bible-believing church. Get a King James Bible. And your life will never be the same. Elaine, take it away.
Yeah, this article I wanted to share with you had to do with fluoride. And I recently received this. There's two parts to this. The first part is from Dr. Dean Burke, B-U-R-K, he's Ph.D., from the Cancer Research Institute. And his quote says that fluoride causes more human cancer death and causes it faster than any other chemical. There are two toxic chemicals that make up the fluoride, sodium silicofluoride and hexafluorosilicic acid. Are two of those toxic chemicals which is put into the public water supply. However, if either one of those were put into a river, stream, lake, or ocean, it could possibly be deemed an act of terrorism. Now, what we do know is that antidepressants don't work for 80% of the population. It's just another pharmacopeia answer.
Amen.
And this one zeroes in on Prozac. The main ingredient of Prozac is fluoride. A lot of people don't realize that.
Really?
No. And so it's that there's the trend of medicating depressed people with high doses of fluoride, and it began with Prozac. It robs people of their will, and therefore it makes people easier to control for both authorities and psychiatrists. It's known to accumulate in the pineal gland in your brain. It can also cause an imbalance in the calcium in your body, and then it can also worsen depression permanently. It artificially limits the body's ability to regulate sleep cycles, and it disrupts your hormonal system. Piece of history. In the 1930s, the Germany Nazi Party envisioned a one-world government. The plan was to control the population of any given area through forced mass drugging with fluoride in their drinking water. Through this method, they could pacify the populations of entire regions, reduce populations by water medication that sterilized women, and so on. In their scheme of mass control and population control, sodium fluoride occupied a prominent place. So bottom line is, in Ohio, there are probably only two counties that don't use fluoride, so you don't need to be drinking tap water.
Out of 88 counties, there's only two?
Only two that have banned the fluoride from the water.
And what you were reading in that article, that this stuff leads to depression, and depression leads to suicide.
Correct. And that's another way of killing off the population. But what happens is the chemical industry is in bed with the government, and they had an excess of fluoride after World War I and World War II. It was a gas. and they didn't know what to do with it. So let's put it in the medications.
Brilliant.
Yeah, let's just put it in the medications. So the other thing I want to share, and I was this really made me sick to my stomach. My entire healthcare career here in Ohio was at Parma Community General Hospital, and it's got bought out by University Hospitals, so it's now UH Parma Medical Center. And in the February newsletter from the CEO, that hospital medical center in Parma is now the center for transgender surgery.
Oh, my God.
For the UH hospital system.
This stuff is demon possession. They're dancing with devils. This is all demonic.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to get it out on the air, because the people in Parma are part of one of the most diverse communities. There's close to 172 churches in Parma itself.
And this stuff's going on. And God said that I made them male and female. There's only two genders.
Correct.
God made it perfectly clear. Real quick here, in the book of Leviticus, for those of you out there who call yourself Christians and you go to places of worship, God made it perfectly clear in chapter 18 in Leviticus, verse 20, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her, and thou shalt not let any of the seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shall they thou profane the name of the God. I am the Lord. And in 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. LGBTQ, transgender, transvestites, all this stuff, God hates it. He cannot stand it. He wiped out Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. And the Biden administration started with the Obama administration and Clinton's. They pushed all this, and now they're ramming it down our throat. And God hates this stuff. There's a lake of fire that these people are going to go to unless they repent and turn from their wicked lifestyle.
And I would ask, and the reason I'm bringing it on the radio program was in talking to Pastor Ernie in the last couple of days, he suggested that I put this out on the air. And if you live in Northeast Ohio, one activity that you can do is call UH Parma Medical Center, ask to speak to administration, and make your voices heard.
And Curtis in Vancouver pledges $200. Thank you so much, Curtis. Thank you. Joe, would you like to add something to our conversation, what we just talked about, how they're ramming this stuff down our throats, and they're calling it diversity, another normal lifestyle?
I'm going to kind of do something really unusual. I'm going to tell everybody something that I don't think anybody out there knows. This gender industry that is started, and it is now an industry, it is dollar-driven out of greed and money. Child adolescent psychiatrist Miriam Grossman, the mental health professional for 40 years, said the gender industry is built on the lies of one troubled psychologist. The person who came up with the theory was Dr. John Money. And he came up with the idea that a person's biology, in other words, their chromosomes, is completely separate from their feeling, whether they are male or female. So anyway, this whole industry sprung up based on this concept that was never proven. In fact, the opposite was proven. Yes, he established a experiment. And the experiment, he had the first clinic to perform gender surgeries on children and adults at Johns Hopkins Gender Identity Center. Anyway, in the 60s, Money set out to prove his theory of gender identity to the world, and the perfect case study showed up. And what it was, the story of Janet and Ron Reimer, Canadian couple with twin boys, who consulted Dr. Money in the mid-60s after one of the twins, Bruce, suffered a horrible botched circumcision as an eight-month-old baby that permanently disfigured his genitals.
Did you say 8 months?
8 months old, yep.
Mm-hmm. Devils, Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, pretty much. Drunk doctor or something going on drugs. Anyway, the parents thought brought their child to him, and Money was promoting the sex change, and said, well, you know, we can change his sex that he was born with, and he can live a happy life as a girl because he never can be a full man. You know, his genitals were never going to work. So he told the parents they must immediately change Bruce's name to a girl's name, put him in girl's clothes, tell everybody he's a girl, and never, never, ever tell him the truth about his birth, and he will be happy. And advised the parents, and they had Bruce castrated, and they had doctors construct a elementary kind of a female genitalia for the boy. Well, anyway, after many years of being treated by money, about the age of 10, the twins refused to see the doctor. It was later revealed that that money had sexually abused the twins during their appointments, the psychologist. And Bruce was never happy as a girl, had masculine inclinations that disturbed him throughout his life. And when the parents finally told the twins the truth, Bruce, who was living as Brenda, chose to revert to living as a male, took on the name of David. Now, there's a lot more to the story, but this doctor was a sick pervert.
Yeah, it was.
And was messing with the children. But the one experiment that would prove his theory of gender identity was totally, completely false.
Imagine that.
Work. So everything was based on this man. Now, and then to top it off, Dr. Susan Bradley is a Canadian psychiatrist, pioneer in gender dysphoria. And she came out finally against the popular model of affirming children's transgender identities, putting them on blockers, a practice she was once involved in. In fact, she started a pediatric gender clinic in 1975, was treating children with gender dysphoria. Now, she first started with a therapy-focused approach, and most of her patients, almost over 90%, outgrew their feelings of transgender over time. But around 2005, the need to make money, the clinic began describing, you know, prescribing puberty blockers and then started surgeries and, you know, how things go. And she, you know, was making money. Now she's realized that this is wrong. We were wrong. We thought that these different puberty blockers and surgery, we thought this could all be, could be reversible. The drugs and the things they were doing to the kids. And she said, we were terribly wrong. They are not irreversible as we thought. They are having long-term horrible effects on kids' growth, on their development. It's making some of them sterile and affecting bone and density growth. And many hate what the sex that, you know, they were told they were, and they want to have all reversed, and most of them cannot. So here we have one of the pioneers going back to, gee, she was right, back in 75, when she started her clinic and actually talked to the kids, and most of them, through a little therapy, found their own identity, were happy with their own sex. But people got greedy, found out here was a money-making machine. We can sell drugs. We can sell surgeries. We can have them in the doctor's office for therapy, counseling, money, 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 money. And clinics have spread up across this country like Victory Gardens did during the war.
And the reason,
because of greed.
The reason that this stuff is happening, ladies and gentlemen, is because we've got away from the God of the Bible. Our founding fathers, as Joe started earlier with what he's going to go for the next couple of nights, our founding fathers started on the principle of Judeo-Christianity. When we started embracing Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, UFO worship, crystal worship, we got rid of the King James Bible. We removed the Bible from the schools. We removed the Bibles from everywhere. They said, you can't wear your crosses in the workplace. You can't pass out tracts. We got to silence God. Why? Because if we bring God into the equation, we say, God said, don't do this. Thou shall not do this. Mankind shall not live with mankind. Woman, sleep with them. Bestiality. All this sex perversion. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone in the surrounding cities. In the book of Jude, he left that going a whoring after strange flesh, the everlasting punishment. When we get away from God, There's nothing that a man or a woman would not do to each other, even torture, murder, rape, incense, violence. You want to see where America's at today? Make sure you tune in Thursday night for the study on Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Now, the other point I want to make here is they always announce what they're going to do ahead of time. And so there's another article that I got locally here from the Brecksville Broadview Heights school system. It said two goals for the new high school level include the development of social emotional learning. Guess what that is? All right. And then it goes on to talk about. Yes. And then it goes to talk about they're going to have an emphasis on incorporating portrait of a graduate elements. Now, that was a new terminology that I hadn't heard before. And the actual definition, it all started in 2020 and 2018 leading into 2020. And it said it represents the school district's vision for the 21st century skills, character traits, and social emotional competencies that student needs for success. So again, it's still indoctrination.
Yeah.
It's still indoctrination.
Marxism.
The one good thing that I can say is that they are continuing with this process because they know they're losing in the end. That's my belief.
Again,
I believe that they are losing at the local and state level. I think the federal government's gone, but I think we're winning at the local and state level.
It has to start at the state and local.
Correct.
It has to. That's the battleground.
Correct.
Because we already know that Washington is more corrupt than a five-legged pig. There ain't no doubt about it.
If the situation was hopeless, there would be no reason for all of this propaganda continuing.
Exactly. The phone number, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Pick up the telephone. We want to hear from you.
Don't forget 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Either number is good, and we are waiting for you. And thank you so much, folks. We're having a great night. Keep it coming. We are right on pace to hit the goal. So thank you.
Gail in Massachusetts pledges $250 and Clyde in Pennsylvania $50. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, you're making this cold, snowy night in Northeast Ohio warm by with them telephones ringing. We want to thank you so much. Continue to support us. And I tell you what, wait till Pastor Sanders find out how great these people are tonight.
Well, do you think all the snow and the ice is going to melt automatically off of our windshields?
We're sure hoping. What do you got for us, Joe? I'm sure you got something for us.
Just wanted to add, we've got to remember that most of the stuff going on in our world today, this greed and corruption, everything is driven by money, including these bank failures and everything we're seeing. The love of money, God tells us, is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
It's that love of money, not money itself.
Right.
But I want to remind folks, I've got a list here. The name of Pastor Ernie's church is doers of the word. It says, be ye a doer of the word, not a hearer only. And way back when I started looking in Scripture, almost everything that Jesus told us to do is an active verb. Pray, testify, witness, preach the gospel, exhort, storm the gates of hell, expose the works of darkness, fight the good fight of faith, rebuke, reprove, visit the sick and those, feed the hungry, love your neighbor, obey me, stand your ground. In a way, we, those that are drawn to death and be ready to be slain, where to go and save those that are being led to the slaughter. If you think of all the stuff, everything our Lord has said, and I'm sure you guys could help me come up, occupy, all the different words that he's given us are all active verbs. And this is the one thing that even donating to this ministry, Scripture says if you support a ministry, anything that blesses God, that blesses his work, you get to share in that blessing. So by your donations, that what it is a partnership. We're doing the work, we're doing the preaching, the research, the news stories, but it's your donations that pay the radio bills. And it's a true partnership, and we need you as you need us. We have to come together in that.
Okay.
But the whole idea is God wants you to do something. And Randy said way back in the beginning, the one thing some of you can do, you may be awfully busy at work, can't do some of the other things, you can donate. And even if it's $5 or $10, you are laying up crowns and treasures in heaven. You have God's word on it, Coach.
Oh, without question. God honors faith. You know, I did a TV show study. It's going to be coming out in another week or so. And it's called The Centurion, and I did a study on the Bible, The Centurion. And without going into further depth, but if you were to read in the book of Matthew, that centurion was a Roman soldier in charge of 100 men. And he turned around and told the Lord, I'm not worthy. I am a man of authority. I say come, and they come. I say go, and they go. Lord, just say the word. That is faith. I marveled. I studied. I did a half an hour study on my TV show about the centurion, how you should use your faith. If you read something in the Bible, you don't have to turn around and say, well, you know, I'm not sure. I'm going to ask so-and-so. I'm going to ask this person. Wait, no, God always got to say it one time for it to come true. If God says, he who lends to the poor, it is I who will repay. He says, cast your bread upon the water, and many days it shall return. When you're given to this radio ministry, it's not that you're going to get money back in your account. You could get blessings. You could turn around and have peace of mind. God moves in so many ways. There's a study. When you give to this radio ministry, you're releasing your faith, because not only does Ernie stay on this radio, but did you know that he helps the needy and the poor, that he visits the sick, that they give money to the homeless, and they bought blankets before, they distributed food, they do so much more, and you're all part of the body of Christ when you donate to this radio ministry. Plus, when you go to heaven and you go to the mercy seat before the Lord, God has a record of every time that you've done help the needy, the poor, that you witnessed, you passed out tracts, you gave money to your church, you gave money to this radio ministry. That's all going to go into your account. And the Bible says where the thieves, rust, and moths cannot get, and it's going to be to your eternal reward. Now, how God works that out, I don't know, but I just know he said, store up your treasures, for great is your reward in heaven. Here's a message for Bonnie Anderson, if you're listening. Bonnie Anderson in San Diego, would you please call the radio station back? They have a question that they need to ask you, so would you please give us a call back? That's Bonnie Anderson from San Diego. So I did my good deed. I have an article here real quick where everybody else is tying into. This is from, it's my subscription from Decision Magazine, and it is Decision March 23rd edition. It's called From Front Lines. Florida, church calls on members to affirm biblical sexuality. Now check this out. Wherever you go to place of worship, check out what this one First Baptist Church in Jacksonville did. What happens when a Bible-honoring Christ-centered church decides it's time to create a biblical statement on sexuality to be affirmed by their church members as a guardrail for faithful behavior and belief? If First Baptist Church of Jacksonville in Florida is any indication, it creates controversy online and elsewhere. Back in October, the large church in downtown Jacksonville announced it would be requiring members to sign a document affirming the Bible's clear teaching on sexuality, which church members passed unanimously. Each church member has until this spring to affirm the statement. It will be required as well as any new member, as it reads. As a member of First Baptist Church, I believe that God creates people in his image as either male or female, and that this creation is a fixed matter on human biology, not individual choice. I believe marriage is instituted by God, not government, and is between one man, one woman, and is only contact for sexual desire and expression. Genesis 1:27-24, Matthew 9:19-5, Romans 1:26-27, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Nothing much was said about it until late January, when local media were tipped off that the church plans to have members affirm their new sexual statement. This quickly escalated to hate rhetoric and controversy. For 3 months, no one outside the church really paid any attention to this. Why would they? Wrote Denny Burke, professor of biblical studies at the Boyce College at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, in a blog post. The statement is simply a declaration of what all faithful Christians everywhere have believed throughout the entire 2,000-year history of the church, if there is a such thing as old as it is. Some even went as far to say that the church statement was intended to keep LGBTQ people from attending. Frustrated by the media response and misinformation online and elsewhere, the church decided to hold an open mic night on the subject of human sexuality. According to the Family Research Council's Washington Stand Journal, the church senior pastor, Heath Lempert, winsomely answered questions and dialogue with inquirers for more than an hour, including a person who described herself as a queer-identifying woman. Lambert patiently listened and respectfully answered her questions. One question I've been asked maybe more than any other this week is, "Why now?" Lambert said. And I'm like, "You're this upset and you wonder why we need to talk about sexuality now? You think now is not the time to talk about sexuality?" Everybody's talking about sexuality, folks. Disney has stated its view on sexuality. Starbucks has stated view on sexuality. Why should not the Church of Jesus Christ have stated its view on sexuality? I want to thank the First Baptist Church in Jacksonville and their pastor for making it perfectly clear. We will hold to the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Bible. Sex between one man, one woman, in marriage is holy. Anything else is not marriage. It's sin. It's an abomination. And it's time for you people, if you attend a place of worship where there's a homosexual in that pulpit or there's a lesbian in that pulpit, get the hell out of there. That's nothing but doctrines of devils. And my name is Dwayne Risco.
Amen.
Amen. I want to add one thing. The United States is now pushing transgenderism all over, and as I previously said, it's really all about the money. It's medical, new field, new drugs, all this. Yet, the Norwegian Healthcare Institute Board determined that their existing model of cross-sex treatments for minors is not evidence-based, and they're moving to heavily and quickly restrict the practice. And it goes on, it's quite complicated, but it is the latest of several Western countries to walk back support for cross-sex medical treatment for minors, and this has followed the industry's growth. It's been growing like crazy for the past 15 years, but Sweden, Finland, and the United Kingdom have now moved to restrict gender, childhood gender transitions. And they have to wait until some of different ages. Most countries, you have to wait till you're 18 now to, you know, have something physically done to your body.
What about Russia? Is it outlawed in Russia?
I believe it is.
I imagine it's totally outlawed in Russia, but I couldn't see any reference anyplace. But I don't think Putin's been promoting families and babies. I don't think it's, I haven't heard about anything transgenderism happening in the Soviet Union.
But you do have it happening in certain states. You know, Oregon,
oh, yeah.
You don't have to tell the parents.
It's sick.
Okay, the schools can get the child involved, you know, with the school psychologist. That's why they now have a psychologist in every school. It's basically to promote it and to separate the child from the parents.
Bible calls that doctrines of devils.
Exactly, but it's also occurring in California. There's all kinds of lawsuits related to that.
And look at this. Here's something else before we come to the bottom of the hour. This Pastor Parks and I and Pastor Mark Valenti, my pastor, People Baptist, there was over 100 libraries in America that Kirk Cameron wanted to do 1 hour of reading Christian little books to the kids. Well, the drag queen sex perverts, they're allowed to go in there. But the libraries, 100 of them turn around and says, "No, that's discrimination. We can't have you coming in here and teaching Jesus to the little boys and girls, but we can let fruits and fairies go sit in there and read drag queen stuff. Tell me America's not in trouble."
And then you have the licensing boards going after the people with licensures. Here in Ohio, there's 17 of us who have been very outspoken, you know, publicly, and our licensing boards have come after us for providing so-called COVID misinformation, and especially people that are testifying at the school boards, but we're not going to be quiet.
Hey, we're getting ready for our song. It's coming up. I'll close with this. Here, you know what? This song I got for all, I picked this for you because I got requests from other people again about this song. This song tells you what every single human on planet Earth needs. Petra, when will the world see that we need Jesus? And let me ask you a question out there. I know there's some of you. How many of you feel unloved tonight? You know, you really don't feel loved. How about you feel lonelier? You miss your loved ones that's gone home. Or you're going through a divorce. How many of you feel that? Some of you out there, nobody understands me. You just don't understand what I'm going through. Nobody understands me. You get frustrated. Hey, I'm here to tell you, Jesus loves you. And it's not just a metaphor. Jesus loves you. If you listen to the stories of what he did at Calvary, how he was stripped naked and whipped and put a crown of thorns and crucified, he did it because he loves you. You know, he was called the man of sorrows. He was left alone many a times. He experienced what you're going through. You have hope. This radio ministry by Pastor Ernie Sanders over 50 years ago that set this up for you, it's a beacon of light also where there's hope through Jesus Christ. Listen, get alone all by yourself and talk to Jesus, and he will make himself real to you. Won't he, Joe?
He sure will, Coach. If you allow him, he can. When he touches you, when you become a born-again believer, you have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you will never, ever again be alone. I thought before I go into something, Randy, do you have any more donations to tell us?
He just stepped out of the room. He'll be back here in a second here now. I'm sure he'll be back. Yeah, we've got Anonymous in New York pledges $200. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you so much. And before I get off real quick, and I'll turn it back over to you, I said all that, folks, to let you know that a lot of you are hurting out there. And Jesus is your answer, not your beer bottle, not your whiskey glass, not your marijuana, not your cocaine, not your heroin, not your pornography. Jesus really will. He come to set you free, folks. Get alone with Jesus and call out to him. And then you can call Pastor. You can call Pastor back and talk with Joe or Hal or anybody, and they'll help you to help you realize that Jesus, you don't need a psychiatrist, you need Jesus, right, Joe?
Right. I heard somebody in the background there. Randy, did you have something?
Randy got his headsets off. You got something for Joe? He's been calling out to you.
Oh, okay.
I guess I thought I heard his voice.
Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Sure. Oh, I was just thinking I heard your voice.
I came in to actually to bring an update. First off, I want to say this, everybody, that, you know, and I'm going to step out there and do something that I'm sure I can trust your big boys and the big girls to do. Folks, we just about made our goal for today. So I want to say, God, Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for a great audience. And keep in mind, we didn't get to the 25,000 yet, but for our daily goal, thank you very, very much. We made it today. And I think that'll do Pastor Ernie's heart.
You know, Randy and Elaine, here's something. And Joe, I want you to think about this. You know, whenever there's somebody running from the House of Representatives or the Senate, they can raise millions of dollars in Ohio. How come one of those senators or House of Representatives that Pastor Sanders had on the radio, how about you guys getting together and raise some money for Pastor Sanders and take the burden off him because he's let this radio microphone be for you guys? Why don't one of you, for once in your life, turn a favor and make some phone calls amongst yourself and bring some money in for Pastor Sanders?
Amen. And actually, this is a great start. I call this a great start because we're not behind on Monday, and everybody that listens frequently knows that we usually are. So thank you very much, very, very much. But don't stop. We still need plenty.
Amen.
And keep in mind that, like, if we can get to six figures, we can also possibly eliminate five figures on the bill. That's it.
Exactly.
If we come up with enough quick enough, then we can get some, let's call it tax relief, if you will.
Yeah.
Exactly. So thank you very much, and we're not complaining. As you all well know, we don't beat you up begging for money, and we don't want to, but at the same time, the reality is we do need it. So thank you very much. Thank you for the blessing, and please keep up the good work, folks. But above all, please pray for us and pray for Pastor Sanders.
Amen.
And thank you very much. And also, I'm going to ask you, pray for Elaine. because Elaine needs it too. We all need it too, and for her and her organization and business. Thank you so much. And Elaine is under serious attack about her license, and she doesn't cry a lot about it. But I'm gonna please help her, and let's pray for her in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Randy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I was just thinking, Salem Studios has been just doing everything they can to get us back on the stations that we had to go off. And they've made a deal that if we raise by, I think it's the end of June, an extra $100,000, we normally have to do that every month, they will knock Randy said 50K, they'll knock $50,000 off the bill and will allow us back on these other stations. So, you know, don't stop the donations tonight just because we met a nightly goal. And just remember, Scripture says you cannot give the Lord. When he talks about giving, I wanted to read a verse, or I had it, I just dropped it. It comes from 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Amen to that.
The God's trying to say when you give, he's going to make it where you can continue to keep giving. If you're giving from a pure heart, giving because you want to see the Lord's work, then you will be blessed and he will allow you to keep giving.
You cannot give him.
You've got God's word there. Now, I wanted to add something. Earlier, we were talking about this transgender and all the things going on with our crazy world. But today, the big news was on bank failure, the Silicon Valley Bank and all the others failing. But there was, stacks.
Joe, I have an article here about the bank failure. Where it says the
I've got about 25.
Thank you for. And I know this. I think this might be one of the ones that you shared with me. It says the Fed say there'll be no bailout for SVB Bank despite fears of market meltdown as Biden holds.
It lasted about 3 hours.
But it at any rate, so it, and Janet Yellen also in the article says that there will be no big bailout. However, I can't help but believe that. The people like Tesla and the big boys, it says some people have been bailed out and some investors, but they didn't bother to give the names. And I'm sure that it's not John Doe next door in California.
Well, you'll be safe because you're under $250,000.
That's exactly right. I always say in my life that I never argue about money because there's nothing to argue about.
Andrea in Illinois pledges $500. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, and Joe, I have an opinion here about all of this idiocy that's going on because it's all being manipulated, and it's to set us up for a digital currency and a social credit scoring in the United States. But you know what? I think the American people are wise. A good majority of them are now, and they're not going to buy into it.
I'm hoping you're right.
Are wise, but I don't think the American people, I used to think they are, Elaine, but now our listeners.
I think more of them are awake than were 6 months ago.
They will try to trap us. Eventually, it's going to happen. We know down the road in Revelation, you know, when the Antichrist shows up, we know it's going. It's a cashless society, definitely, when we get to there. And we're at the point at any time now. I've been looking for the Lord for years. My mother used to sit at the bed every night. Well, Duane, I'm looking for him tonight. I'm looking for him tonight. She goes, didn't you read in the Bible where you're supposed to look for him every day? And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. And you know what? I have been, Lord, even so, come now, Lord Jesus.
Well, and I would challenge that because I don't think God's done with us yet. No. We haven't done our job here on earth for him. That's my opinion.
Well, you're allowed to have it.
I'm going home when he calls.
I'd like to throw something in here that's going to take us to a side, Eddie, but three people have called in, and Elaine wrote it down for me. I asked her about the percentages of gas in the atmosphere and that I'm going to get off. So it's now, Elaine, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and then all the rest are the inert gases, right? That
correct.
Other 1%. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
The naturally occurring CO2 is only 300 parts per million, and the man-made CO2 is only 100 parts per million.
Okay, thank you.
And if somebody wants this, these documents and can call me, give me their email, I would be happy to send them. So my number is 440-478-4073. Anybody that looks at these sheets will understand that there is no climate change.
Please say that number again, Elaine.
440-478-4073.
Cynthia in Ohio, Joe, Cynthia in Ohio just donated or pledged $1,000.
We are hot tonight.
$1,000 from Cynthia. Thank you very much.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right.
Thinking one thing with the greenhouse gases. Do you know what the most common greenhouse gas by about 85% is?
What is it?
Water vapor.
Ah, good point. Yeah, good point.
That is the majority of everything out there is water vapor, and then it goes to the pictures that Elaine quoted, and they somehow never mentioned that it's the most common greenhouse gas is simply water vapor. But if you read the book of Job, I think it's chapter 36, explains water vapor in the atmosphere. God explained it way back before science ever knew it was there.
Well, did you know also that water is a living substance?
No, I didn't.
All right. There are books out there, that, and the research, most of it is out of Japan, but they, with special microscopes, have looked at water crystals under a microscope. And when you play music, like prayer or say a prayer or sing a hymn, the water crystals are, well, they're uniform, they're magnificent in structure, play rock music, and they all distort.
Would that be that why they put fluoride and chlorine in there to kill that
living Correct,
water?
The living water.
Okay.
All right, so we're 70 to 80% water.
And Jesus is the living water, too.
Well, bottom line is, you know, water is a basic nutrient for us. We don't do well without oxygen, but water's right up there. You'll die without water in 3 to 4 days.
Good stuff. Well, you know, Joe, what you were saying, you're not a lie. See, you guys have been on the radio for years telling that you got to tell a lie over and over and over, so we get little kids in kindergarten, preschool, then we get them 1 through 6, and then from 6 to 8, and then 9, you graduate them. So you've got them believing climate change, burning of fossil fuels, and then when you guys try to tell them that here's your proof, they look at you like you're off your nut.
The other picture that they had in this presentation about the no climate change was a picture from the early 1800s and a current picture now of the Statue of Liberty and the water level. It hasn't changed.
Wow. They got to hide that picture.
Now, I want to back up because I want to get this in tonight. The government came out and said several different times, no bailout, they're not going to pull this one out, blah, blah, blah. But they've already done it. Janet Yellen came out and said they weren't going to, you know, cover the uninsured deposits. Yet, the authorities, the Federal Reserve System, the FDIC, are backstopping all of these smart-up technology companies, many of whom are woke, and so basically what they said, they're backstopping, and in a sense, they're saying they're changing the rules. The $250,000 rule has been lifted, and there's one company there in Silicon Valley that had like, you know, $4 or $5 million in the bank, and they are covering that even though only $250,000 was supposed to be insured.
Yeah.
So the government starts off telling the what they want you to hear, and then when you start to do your research and get into the fine print and go into the weeds, you find where they're backstopping all of this. They promised to backstop all of these banks. There were 20 of them that halted trading today. It's that severe that they had to halt the trading. Some of them they halted 2 or 3 times but kept it up so they could say, well, it wasn't totally halted, but they stopped it 2 or 3 times and restarted. This is serious, but here is the secret. J. Erspath, it's hard to pronounce, is the head of financial risk management of the Silicon Valley Bank. And this head of their financial risk management organized a month-long pride campaign, made a space for employees to share their coming-out stories, and co-chaired the European LGBT employee resource group They were doing this as the bank was at the brink of collapse. It's been insolvent for 4 months to 6 months. Where was the FDIC? Where was the bank monitors? We had a bank that's been insolvent for almost 6 months. Nobody noticed. Nobody said a word. But this Jay Herseth labels herself a queer person of color, first-generation immigrant of a working-class background, was included on Silicon Valley Bank's outstanding LGBT role model list for 2020. And it goes on, there's a lot about her, but guess what? Paul Sperry, New York Post columnist, Hoover Institute media analyst and fellow there, he said the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco missed massive red flags. The bank was run by openly gay diversity quota, and Janet Yellen's protege, Mary Daly, who focused more on climate change and inequities than regulating rogue banks like...
Is she the one that was on the ski slopes? Is she the one of the ones that was on the ski slope instead of doing her job?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't say
Sorry.
That. But these people, this bank and these Silicon, several of these banks that are going under, if you get into it, they were promoting climate change. They were promoting that ESG. They were promoting white race, you know, racism, white privilege, and all the LGBTQ, RSD,
Joe, I gotta,
all this stuff.
We got to bring it to it. We got about 3 minutes to go. It's that time in the program again.
Do you or Randy want to have the honors tonight?
Yeah, I'll take it here tonight.
Any more to announce?
Yeah, we got a $100 anonymous pledge from Minnesota. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
If I asked you this question tonight, if you were to die, can you tell me if you were going to go to heaven or hell? Could you answer that? And you look at me and say, well, Coach, I'm really not sure. I've heard a lot of things, but I really don't know. Well, I'm going to give you the gospel that was delivered to Paul. And in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, here's what Paul says. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Here it is in a nutshell. Jesus left his throne on earth, on heaven, to come down to earth. He lived in a perfect life in your place. He was God in the flesh, never sinned. He willingly was let the Romans strip him naked. They beat him with a crown of, with a cat of nine tails. They put a crown of thorns on his head. He laid his arms down on the cross. They put spikes in his arms and his feet. He shed his blood to wash your sins away. He was crucified. He was buried. And 3 days later, he bodily arose from the grave. If you can believe what I've just told you, I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how old or young you are. If you can't read or write, I don't care if you're a prostitute, a drug addict, whatever sins you committed, or if you think you're so good you don't need God, you're self-righteous. But if you can believe what I just read, how Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and risen bodily from the dead, if you call upon him and say, Lord, I'm sorry I sinned against you, please save me, the Bible made it perfectly clear, it'll write your name in the book of life, and I don't care who you are, what you've done, you will be saved in eternal life. Get you a King James Bible, get in a good Bible-believing church, and from this day forward, you become a child of God. The phones are open till after midnight, so make sure you call 888-281-1101. That's
1110.
How much time we got?
10. Eight, okay.
We got 30 seconds. Joe, thank you very much tonight. Randy, Lisa, Elaine, Craig, thanks for spending it out, and all of you.
Come on, Frank and Eric.
And Frank and Eric and all of you for donating, and especially for tuning in and listening. Keep us in prayer. God bless. We got about 20 seconds left. Husbands, love your wife.
It's the time we say good night, and then we ask God bless all of the listeners and all of us in the ministry.
Six. And five.
Then we
four,
end with
three,
keep
two, one.
Fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.